This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Last night, two suites worth of what appeared to be almost the entire Washington Nationals 26-man roster went to the Caps playoff game and enjoyed themselves. And at one point, they were showed on the Titantron, and some fellas ripped their shirts off and chugged a beer. One of those players that did that was reliever Derek Law, who's on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Derek, thanks for the time. Welcome to Grant and Danny. How are you, man?
No problem. I'm doing good. Doing pretty good.
So was that a bet? Was that something that you just planned on doing all along?
Or just a Thursday?
No, I just felt like if the Caps were one of our playoff games, that probably would have happened. So I feel like I needed to show some love enough to get them going like that.
And by love, you meant skin.
Yeah, skin. Yeah, some skin. Yeah, for sure.
So you ripped the shirt off. I noticed none of your teammates followed you. You didn't drag them into that fight. I think there should have been more shirts ripped off.
I would agree. I think everybody is a little hesitant. Maybe after I did it, they got a little bit more comfortable. I know Urban was pouring some adult beverages down my throat a little bit from up top.
So it's been a while since I've been at a club, but I believe that's called baby birding, right?
I have no idea. It's been a while for me as well, as you can tell.
Yeah. So he was pouring the big beer right down your gullet. And it looked like it went down smooth. That did not look like it was your first adult soda.
It definitely was not. No, it definitely was not. It was a fun night out with the boys. Whenever you can get pretty much the whole team was there, like you said. Whenever you can get them together, we had the wives there as well. That's just such a good way to build team chemistry outside of what we already have. It kind of was funny. I watched the clip back and I didn't realize that everybody was also chugging. Like, I already had the plan to do it, and like everybody was kind of like saying they were going to do it, and then it was actually really cool to watch it, and everybody's just going to town, right? So, whenever you get the boys together like that, why not? Why not be all out and have some fun?
I was going to say, what's the pregame strategy conversation like, where it's like, okay, we know we're on camera, it's chug time, is everyone like, yeah, we'll totally do the shirt off bit, Derek, and then you do it by yourself, and they got you? Like, walk me through that.
No, it was definitely we were going chug time no matter what. We were going full chug time. They gave us the time we were going to be on, and the boys are ready. The boys run straight to the fridge, cracked one open, and we were just fully ready to go. The shirt off was just kind of a momentum thing, I think, for me. Being a fan of like the Steelers, I always go all out for, you know, my team. So I feel like, why not go all out for the Caps playoff game?
You did it right. I was so proud.
Yeah, well done.
Of Derek Law leading the charge. It was like you carried the flag. You were William Wallace just running into the mass of humanity, looking behind you, making sure the boys were following you. How would you grade the performance overall? Like, you've watched the tape, I'm sure, since. What'd you like? What didn't you like? And did you sit down with Hickey and Doolittle and go over it?
No, I have not yet. I just arrived at the field. I'm pretty sure that's going to be in probably our pregame meeting.
Okay, good.
Uh, They're probably going to go through that one, dissect it a little bit on me.
See how the mechanics were? Your elbow was a little too high here.
Release point there. Hip hinge, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the towel waving, I got a little extra hyperextension on the elbow there. But it's all good. I'm used to that with terrible towels, so.
I was going to say, you look like a towel guy. Now it all makes sense now that you're a Steelers fan. I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Derek Law is with us on Grant and Danny, Nats reliever. So I just thought it was a cool idea. I'd heard, you know, after the game on Wednesday, I guess, that you guys were going. I was told Trevor Williams and some of the veterans, and maybe you were one of those veterans, kind of got together and got the guys suites. We love this as fans, though, when we see that the Caps have done it for you and vice versa. There's this really cool relationship between the teams. Go into that if you don't mind. Just that inner city camaraderie. You guys are from all over. I'm sure you've got your own favorite teams in your own cities, but to support each other while you're here, fans really get a kick out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if it was a regular season game, I mean, just going to support these other teams, whether it's the Mystics or the Caps, Commanders. Commanders. I went to a Commanders game this offseason. We were playing the Steelers, so that was a tough one. we had Trevor Lowe, a couple older guys paid for it. It was just nice of them to just, like I said, getting the boys together. When you can do that and have an off day, and it's hard at home because a lot of guys are with their families, but, you know, they were invited as well. So I'm pretty sure the Caps were also very accommodating of us because we had about 30 guys up in the suite, and they ended up opening the one next to us as well just to give us some extra room, which was really awesome. You know, I mean, we could have been bundled in
there.
Were
you guys all piled into one suite at first?
No, it was open right when we walked in. So, our understanding was it was just one suite, but they ended up, I think they opened it up for us.
That's cool.
I don't know if they didn't sell it or whatnot, but it was really nice of them to be able to do that and kind of just give us that whole area to be in. Because like I said, I mean, it's pretty much the whole team. But again, whenever you can support a team like that, I mean, being an opposing player, I feel like I remember playing here in the I think the Caps were here when we played here when I was with either the Reds or the Giants. And, you know, it's just like if you could support your city that you're playing in, you know, they do a lot to support you, then why not?
Danny.
Yeah.
I didn't know this about Derek Law. I'm connecting dots. Yinzer alert. Yins. Did you hear whatnot?
And whatnot.
Whatnot. Are you from Pittsburgh?
I'm from Pittsburgh, yes.
What's the opposite of going uptown?
Downtown.
Yeah,
that would be
that's what I thought.
Let me ask you this. If you dig into the cooler with your right paw there, or maybe use your left paw, you got to keep your right paw ready to throw a baseball, and you want to get a cola, what are you grabbing? You're not grabbing a Coke, you're grabbing
a pop.
That's tough.
That's a pop.
That's tough.
Yep, you're grabbing a pop.
A pop. That's right.
Sure are. Damn, we got ourselves a Yinzer.
An infiltrating Yinzer.
I grew up in the city, but I don't. My accent isn't quite Yinzer. Quite Yinzer. I do have a couple buddies that are very, very Yinzer, though.
Would
definitely.
You, if you were asking, like last night, okay, let's say Irvin, Gore, name another guy. I didn't see the full suite, so who else was in the suite? I saw Irvin and Gore. Give me another guy in the suite.
I mean, pretty much the whole.
All right, so we'll say Alex
Trevor,
Cole.
Paul,
I saw him.
Yeah. Paul,
all right.
Cole, yeah.
So let's say they left and they went and got slices of pizza. If they come back in, are you saying, did you guys get pizza? Or are you saying Yins get pizza?
I don't say Yins. I said you guys. I'm a you guys guy all the way. Yeah.
Formal you guys.
You guys.
Yeah.
You guys get some pizza? All right.
Did you gentlemen return with slices of pizza?
Right.
Derek, what did the wives think? So in all the video, it's like they're in the background. Some are videoing. Others are kind of doing the look
Such
that my
a
wife
good point.
Does to me when it's like, whenever you're done. You know what I mean? Like, how were the wives?
My wife personally knows probably what's going to happen if something like that's, forming.
She's telling everyone else, if Derek gets on TV tonight,
head shake is so far from gone now,
right?
But it's just an understood assignment at this point. I think they were shocked that everybody was on board.
Trevor kind of got it together.
I think Trevor kind of got it together. You know, he sent out a mass text right before the game about when we were going to be on, and it kind of got everybody jacked up for that moment, right? And then he's just like, "All right, everybody's got to be ready." And you know, after a whole first period of food and drinks and all that stuff, I think everybody was in the right mindset to get where they needed to go.
So you've obviously got nothing to be insecure about as a professional athlete. You're in the bigs. I always wonder about this, though, right? When you're like, and I'm just trying to say this delicately. Did it look like you thought it would when your shirt was off? Like when you've seen the video back? You know what I mean? Like we have this idea about ourselves, and you're whipping the towel. You're like, did that look cool? Or am I like, oh no?
Yeah, I know. I'm not pulling out an eight pack under there.
Right.
I know that.
Right.
Six is good though. You had a six pack.
There was a pack.
No, not at all. No, that's a keg under there for sure.
The pony down there. The pony keg.
But the comfort,
and that's okay.
Yes, it is,
and that's fine. I'm okay with that.
The comfort is what's important, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's how you win there. Derek Law of the Nationals is with us. So before we let you go, I want to bring up, Danny, I don't know if you're sleeping on this. Hmm. I think Law turned in one of the great moments of the 2024 baseball season. I want you to think July 4th. I want you to think Jake Irvin going eight innings, and then he screamed too loud after the eighth inning, so he ran out of gas. Mm-hmm. And then Law comes in the bullpen cart with the American flag for the save, and goes 1-2-3.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That, my friend, I don't know if we could replicate that this July if you're healthy, but that's got to be a little tradition. Whoever comes in for the save is bringing the flag with them to the mound.
That would be pretty cool. It was very ballsy on my part now that I look back. I mean, if I didn't go 1-2-3, I think our coaching staff would have had a heart attack. I think they had a heart attack as I was coming out. But, you know, I mean, it's baseball. We're in the entertainment business, right? Why not make it fun?
This is a big week, by the way, for Derek Law. Obviously, the performance last night was outstanding, but can you tell people what's going on with the video game glitch and the kids and the jersey in Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah.
That was
crazy. So I've kind of just been fluctuating between the bullpen and the dugout because I'm on the IL. You know, if we need some runs, maybe I'll go somewhere else if it's not working out. You know, I'm a superstitious guy. So... yeah, these three kids who are from a little south of Louisville, from my understanding, when I met them, they were at the first game of the series in Cincinnati. Meanwhile, I was actually not scheduled to go on the road, and I ended up going on the road because I was starting to play catch. So, fortunately, that ended up working out. But the first day, Mackenzie Gore, he came in from the bullpen, and he was like, hey, there's a bunch of kids down there with their jersey. And I honestly thought he was messing around because there's not too many of those floating around, I'll tell you that. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. He's like, no, serious, there's a couple kids out there. I was like, all right, whatever. And after the game, we're going to the bus, and I get on the bus, and they're out there. The way it's set up, there's like a big, you know, under garage right under the stadium, and they're kind of outside the garage because they can't come in. And they're out there, and I'm like, oh, man, I should have just went over there. And the bus was leaving, so I couldn't really just stop the bus. And they ended up chasing the bus. I mean, it's about a 10-block. I mean, it's not an easy run, I'll tell you that. It's a half marathon run, probably. Mm-hmm. And they chase it the whole way. So we were long gone, and I ended up getting back, and I waited in the lobby for a couple more minutes. So I was like, I mean, I got to wait for these guys if they're chasing a bus just for me. And I ended up just going back to my room because they weren't really showing up. So the next day, I got a direct message on Instagram. It was like, hey, we were one of the kids that were chasing the bus with our jersey. Didn't want you to think we're too crazy, but, you know, this is why. And the reason why was just because they play MLB The Show.
Uh-huh.
And I guess online, if you throw an immaculate inning with somebody on, like, the hardest level, you unlock, like, a 99 diamond card of the guy. And then they did it with me, of all people. And they just, I guess, have been just running through people with that card that they got. And they just became a fan.
Like, you're a buzzsaw really, in the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really comical because, like, I can actually relate. Cause, like, you know, I remember when I was younger, just playing MLB The Show, and, you know, you do well with somebody and you just kind of gravitate towards that player. Like, honestly, for me, it was Colby Rasmus. I don't know why. I just raked with this guy in the video game, and I was a huge fan. I was like, I love this guy. Like, when he comes to play the Pirates, I'm going to come go watch him. But it was cool. So I ended up leaving them tickets the next day. They didn't have tickets, and they made the drive up, and I got to meet them pregame and just kind of just go through everything, sign their jerseys and all that stuff, which was really cool because, yeah, like I said, there's not too many of those out there. So anytime I see that and get a chance to sign it, then I will.
What a story. Derek, I mean, you were the momentum changer in the arena last night. You got the boys over the finish line.
I was already 1-0, but I'd like to think the extra goal.
Yeah, you got in the right. Carlson GWG and the Willie empty netter. You got Logan Thompson.
I'd like to think, because, like, if I'm playing and you know, we do pay attention sometimes to the outside, you know, to the stadium outside of the field. I'd like to think that they saw me on the Jumbotron and got a little excited and a little extra energy.
I think that's probably what happened. Derek Law of the Nationals on Grant and Danny. By the way, the fix to the bullpen on the line with us right now. When he comes back, everything changes. I asked Elias, by the way. I said, hey, what would the bullpen ERA, which is above 7 right now, B, if Derek Law was pitching and healthy, and Elias said 1.67. You're the fix.
That's outrageous, but I'd have to have a 0 through 20 innings probably.
You would,
exactly. Wouldn't even,
and all
wouldn't.
Immaculate innings.
Oh, yeah. The real life 99
if I could,
card.
If I could get that glitch card, then I can use it and just set it on the mound when I go out there, then... And maybe, yeah, maybe that'll be a really good year.
Dude, seriously, that was so fun.
It was so fun,
and
buddy.
Just seeing you guys have a blast. I think you got the people
in
the barn going. Yeah,
great experience. I mean, thanks to the Capitals for, you know, just being able to have us out there.
Well, we'll have to run it back on the next off day when they're playing because it was good juju in the building. Have fun tonight. Get a good series in over at the ballpark and get healthy.
That's right. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Talk soon, buddy.
You got it. They need him back. Derek Law, Nats reliever on Grant and Danny. Here on The Fan, how about the D.C. athletes showing out last night? It was the Nats' turn.
So fun. Man.
And they turned it up to 11.
Whatever that, like, I can't get enough of that. Like, that is the chocolate chip cookie for my sports. Like, I just can't stop at one.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.